Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
¡Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Housewives University, Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump is successful. To me, she's very successful. She's been very smart. I think it was Kyle who called her Bobby Fischer. She plays the game of Housewives like Bobby Fischer. And why shouldn't she have? That's what it is. It's not necessarily reflective of someone's real life entirely. So she played the game and in many ways she won. Let's see about her individual businesses. Vanderpump Sangria. I don't think that that was a success. I think that that was a fail. That doesn't mean a ton, because sangria is a category that seemed like something that everybody was going to buy into. It's very seasonal. It's very specific. And it's not something you're going to sell hundreds of thousands of cases in. So that's a fine grade for starting it, not an F for it not doing well, but not really necessarily her fault, just probably a lack of research. Skinny Girl had a sangria also, because just because we think it's a good idea doesn't mean it's marketable nationwide, doesn't mean it's year round. There are so many things that go into cocktails. And all of these housewives spirits brands follow the success of Skinny Girl. So I give credit for them following in my footsteps, jumping in and wanting to ride that wave. Vanderpump has Rosé, Chardonnay, and Cabernet. So it's not a massive brand to my knowledge case wise, but it's a no brainer and it's very smart. She has the vehicles, she has distribution channels because she has restaurants. So even if you only had your wine in your own restaurant, which is not the case, that would be smart. So I'm not giving a sangria an F. I'm giving it a C, because because it didn't do well doesn't mean it's like an F. She launched a product. I'd say on her wines overall, just as an idea, a concept, and a product line, I think it's a solid B, B plus. Vanderpump Vodka, I don't know enough, but I know that it's not going to pop off. I just know enough about this business. I'm not betting on it, but I can't grade it. It's getting an incomplete because it launched this in 2023. If that single fan base that watches Vanderpump Rules can push a product through, it could do fairly well, but it won't be like a juggernaut success. I could find out the number of cases that the Vanderpump wines have done, but my gut is that it does well, but nothing to like blow the doors off. But I'm sure she makes a decent amount. Listen, she owned a restaurant and that's very difficult to start a restaurant, run a restaurant, keep one open, be successful at it, be profitable at all. And to then do a show with that as a backdrop is nothing short of genius. Like, she has to just get an A for Sir. She has to get an A, you know, for Tom Tom. I don't know what Vanderpump Cocktail Garden is. It doesn't even necessarily matter. These are all really smart. Paris. I mean, look at her. She's really doing a great job by opening these restaurants. I don't know if she has to be the operator or if it's really just her brand, but I think she's doing a great job. I think she works with dogs, which is something she's passionate about with her Vanderpump Dog Foundation. Wolf by Vanderpump is her restaurant opening this winter. Harvey's Lake Tahoe, her second Las Vegas venue located in the Paris Hotel. All this sounds wonderful. Her getting another show on Hulu, like, she failed at something called the Shadow Lounge. Okay. Listen, if I opened a restaurant, it would probably fail. So Villa Blanca closed during the pandemic. Okay, that happens. Pump restaurant closed. There's been criticism of her, like me, like everyone, of different areas of business and different alleged scandals and things. But I know I don't want to believe those any more than I want anyone to believe anything that comes out negative about me. If it's not true, I don't actually know enough to know. And I'm not into gossiping or saying negative things about people. I've said she's, you know, I think I would have given her for sure Mount Rushmore, except that there was a lot that she didn't film. She got an incomplete in her final season on Housewives because she didn't want to film with these people. And so therefore, I can't give her Rushmore because the Rushmore women just kind of finished it off if they had signed on for it and did everything they were supposed to do, even if they hated it and just like sort of took the hits. And Lisa, for her own life and possibly her own brand, decided to bow out and didn't film as much and was absent in a lot of a season. But I don't even have to look at all this to say I'm going to give Lisa Vanderpump a B plus A minus. She's not going to get a perfect A plus because there have been some small stains, but I think she's done an incredible job. I think she's been smart. I think she's on brand. I think she works in restaurants, cocktails, making things look nice, animals. I'm giving Lisa Vanderpump a great grade at Housewives University, and she should be coming to Housewives University to teach a course. I think she's a great housewife, a great housewife graduate, and certainly in the top 5 to 10% of successful housewives. So go Lisa Vanderpump. And when I talk about the show Vanderpump Rules, by no means am I being specific about her. It's about a genre. It's about a whole animal that I completely participated in. So Lisa Vanderpump gets a great grade at Housewives University. Keep going.
Buena, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.